In the administration of John Adams, remember the contested election. They didn't run on tickets in those days. The president was John Adams. He was the biggest of the big government guys. The vice president was Thomas Jefferson. They didn't agree on anything. Adams defeated Jefferson for president in the Electoral College, and the original Constitution said the number one person becomes president, the number two becomes vice president. Adams thought there was too much freedom in the United States. The country was 8 years old when the Adams administration enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts, which, among other things, made it a crime punishable by 2 years in jail to criticize or to demean in public the president, members of the president's cabinet, or members of Congress. Note who was omitted from its protections. The vice president. They were happy to have TJ criticized all he could tolerate. And unfortunately, we laugh about it now, it's such a historical abomination. Unfortunately, the federal government actually prosecuted people, and juries convicted them, and judges incarcerated them for doing what we broke away from England to have the right to do, criticize or demean the government. That is the first serious assault on civil liberties waged in a formal way by the government. I'm not talking about a runaway sheriff, or a crazy FBI agent, or a goofy U.S. Marshal, or someone who should never have been given the shield and the gun of the government. I'm talking about the power of the federal government aimed and targeted who would criticize it. When Jefferson became president, and it expired, that is, the Alien and Sedition Acts, he basically said, don't even send it to my desk because I'm not going to sign a renewal. He didn't have to say that because by then the anti-federalists, those who believed that our rights were natural, those who believed that the states were sovereign, those who believed that the federal government only had the 17, count them, 17 specific, discrete, unique, precise powers that the Constitution gave it. So by Jefferson saying to people of that mindset, don't send me the Alien and Sedition Acts, it was redundant. He wasn't going to sign it, and they weren't going to send it to him. It expires during his presidency in 1805. The next massive assault on civil liberties comes during the Civil War. Now, I come not to talk about Lincoln. I could talk about him for a month, about the massive violations of the Constitution. When one of Gillespie's people interviewed me and asked me, who is the greatest violator of the Constitution? I said, George W. Bush has shown less fidelity to the Constitution than any president since Abraham Lincoln. And they said, Lincoln? And I said, yes, Lincoln. Lincoln slaughtered 650,000 Americans. Where's the power to do that in the Constitution? Lincoln locked up editors of newspapers in the North, not in the South that was rebelling, but in the North because they criticized him. Lincoln had soldiers break down the door of the house of a Republican congressman from Ohio, Clement Vallandigham, because Vallandigham called Lincoln a monster and a tyrant, which he was, and had him banished to Canada for the balance of the Civil War. And of course, Lincoln, never mind what his soldiers did to women in the South, never mind what they did to banks and courthouses in the South that burnt them down, Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus. Well, habeas corpus has been around since 1215. Since King John reluctantly signed the Magna Carta, he agreed that no matter how powerful the government and no matter how awful its target, the target could always compel the government to bring the target before a neutral judge and justify the target's incarceration. Lincoln, on a whim and by himself, suspended that.
For more news, visit pigmindnews.com.
This is Ozzy Skateboard, and you're listening to UCY.TV.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year.
they become not friends, but enemies. And I believe this is what happened to Saddam Hussein. I know Greg Palast agreed with me on that, the BBC investigative reporter, a friend here at the show, that one of the reasons they had to get into Iraq is that he wasn't taking orders and he was outputting oil when he shouldn't be, or he was selling oil to people he shouldn't, and not in the coin of the realm. Talk a little bit more about this. Also, this spat over having Bibi Netanyahu come and speak to Congress has taken all kinds of new twists and turns. How much of that is true? That and other news on the Jack Blood Show coming up now.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
USA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at MUSA.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hey, Pork Sam, thanks. It's the Jack Blood Show. I am your narrator. Your radio gun is always here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, allegedly. DeadlineLive.info, RadioFreeBlood.com. This day in history is a good one today. We'll talk about that a little bit. Mark Hossio will join us in the second hour of the broadcast today. 800-313-9443. I'm about to go to your calls. Talk about anything you want today. I will restrain myself from yelling, "Get off my lawn!" I'm shaking my shillelagh while I say that. Okay, so the king of Saudi Arabia is dead. Washington Post eulogizing him, called him a wily king who has embraced limited reform. This is what he's been called, a reformer, a force of moderation. And I don't know if many of you know like how things work in Saudi Arabia. Not good. Washington Post, well, good for them. And that's kind of the liberal version. Washington Times is generally the conservative Republican, and the Washington Post is kind of Democrat. The litany of praise followed one of the world's most repressive rulers heading a ruthless regime. I think he'll be going to hell, if there is such a place. James Petras commented, calling the kingdom infested with all the vices and none of the virtues of an oil-rich state like Venezuela, who we're punishing. We're punishing Venezuela. Why? Because they nationalized their oil. They want to keep more of the money. They want to give it back to their citizens. I know I'm whitewashing that a little bit. Certainly, they're no Saudi Arabia. The country is governed by a family dictatorship which tolerates no opposition and severely punishes human rights advocates and political dissidents. This is the kind of stuff that we get on other countries for. And by the way, we calling the kettle black is very ironic. We've lost that ability. I don't expect anything to change. I don't know who's running Saudi Arabia. I really can't say. I'm not sure it's the Sauds. They're really kind of the intermediate middlemen bankers over there. They turn on the oil spigots and turn them off when they're told to do so. Anybody that believes anything else can come talk to me. We've got an entire story on this. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Will this cause some kind of a backlash? I don't know. I think I'd be a little more concerned that the Yemen embassy was evacuated. There's warships heading to Yemen. I don't know what that means. Are we about to get in Obama's like fourth or fifth war? I've lost count. The Nobel Peace President. See, war is peace. Y'all know that, right? Kyle in Pennsylvania, you're on the Jack Blood Show this Friday. Thank you for calling in.
What's up, Jack? First of all, am I the only one who thinks that the fact that we live in the better part of the first quarter of the 21st century and we still have kings ruling over people on the face of this earth is wrong?
Well, you know, the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, wanted to turn that over and make quote-unquote democracy, so... A lot of times I hear, and I'm not saying you're doing this, Kyle, but people in the Patriot movement, I hear them just repeating what the perfectibilists, the AKA Bavarian Illuminati and Adam Weisskopf, had been saying. But yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, we have kings in this country. Who's going to be running? Who's going to get the nomination in the next election in the United States of America?
A king. No. We just because we split the crown between the Clintons and the Bushes doesn't mean that we don't have royalty. I mean, the same family, I mean, direct descendants have ruled our country for the past 25 years.
And then the people at J.P. Morgan Chase, or, is David Rockefeller, are they the kings of America? I think they would probably not tell you that they're not. I think they are.
Golden rule.
So is it better? Maybe that's a good question then, Kyle. Is it better just to openly have a king or queen? Or is it better to have a shadow king and have people believe that they're free? None are more hopelessly enslaved than those that believe they're free.
Exactly. Well, and the manipulation of the perception of where the power in a country lies is the biggest delusion that we face today. And the fact that, you know, the teleprompter-in-chief in the State of the Union, if anyone thinks that he has any sort of power whatsoever, is... delusional. I mean,
I agree with you on that, Kyle, but how did Obama get to be president?
Well, that question is a highly complex.
I'm telling you, I 1,000% believe it's because of the blood coursing through his veins. So again, what's the difference?
You're absolutely right. They even have those stories of like every single president in America for all the time it's been there have been related to the crown in Europe. That is the kind of stuff that is like, okay, so what is this illusion? And you're right. It's the illusion of freedom. It's the illusion that we have any sort of control over what we're doing. But when the rubber meets the road, the people with the gold make the rule, and they are going to have things benefit them before anybody else.
Yeah, nothing's going to change with this rotating leadership in Saudi Arabia. And that's unfortunate for the Saudi Arabian people, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, you see these people that are building islands in the shape of palm trees. They have so much money. They can get a barrel of oil out of the ground for $10 and then turn around. And they can do millions of these gallons of oil or barrels of oil a day and then turn around and sell them for $40 a barrel on a bad day. I mean, the amount of money that we are giving these people who treat their subjects
And that's capitalism, and so we're not going to have a problem with that.
It's how it
is dispensed, how it is subsidized, how it controls many people. When I play the Gatewood Galbraith clip a little bit later, he'll tell you how just planting a lot of hemp would get us off of foreign oil. I mean, that didn't come up at the STFU speech as well. Anything else, Kyle?
Well, I mean, I just would come back to one thing. We do not live in capitalism. We do not live in any sort of form of capitalism. If that wasn't proved during the market collapse of 2008, then you're blind. Yeah. I mean, we pick our winners and we pick our losers. And if you're not part of the winning crowd, good luck. This is not survival of the fittest. This is not any sort of capitalistic economy that we live in.
And you can win at the casino. Just go try, all right? I'm sure you'll be the winner.
Put your money in the machine.
Also, it's cartel capitalism, brotherhood capitalism, crony capitalism, which is a bastardized form. And it just looks like socialism, but I don't know. It looks almost like communism sometimes. Thanks, Paul. Anything else? You done?
Going back to Greg Palast, anybody who wants to know the depth of the depravity in our political and Wall Street system, read Greg Palast's book, Vulture's Picnic. That book goes into all the crimes done during 2008. Jamie Dimon, and read that book, and that will tell you everything you need to know about our economy and the system that we run.
Yeah, All the President's Bankers is another good one as well. So read that one. And I know they won't because they don't like progressives, okay? They're not on the right side of abortion.
Yeah, and that will require an attention span more than 30 minutes where you can't hit a button and change the channel. So God forbid anyone reads a book anymore.
Man, tough talk there, Kyle. I appreciate you. Thanks for the call. Are we up to the break? Was I hearing music? Okay. When we come back, we'll go ahead and go to Renee in North Carolina, Caesar in New York, and Mark Passio in the second hour of the broadcast today. Lots to do, little time. Here we go into commercial break. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Jack Blood Show, 800-313-9443. We are live this Friday. According to my calculations, it is the 23rd day of the year, 2015. A couple of things we've been talking about. I'll get back to that. This is just in. Argentina's Jewish leader, Nisman, was fine before we met days before his death. This is about the Argentinian prosecutor who was suicided. The president of Argentine says... that death wasn't a suicide, and apparently his door wasn't locked good enough, and people are now believing it was murder. This is a prosecutor that was looking into cyber crimes, and this is going to be a big topic all this year, so we are keeping very close eyes on what goes on in the cybersecurity world, okay? We were talking about a few things. One, that there is just a huge... at least dog and pony show fight over Bibi Netanyahu coming, the prime minister of Israel, the death merchant, war criminal, Hitler. I'm going to go here. It's Open Mind Friday. I don't care what I say, right? I mean, he's the modern day Hitler, this guy. I mean, this is why, and there's all kinds of, this is why we don't pay too much attention to the, Hitler as the prosecutor or killer of the Jews. Because they don't have a leg to stand on. The same way the United States does not have a leg to stand on telling people about human rights. Okay, we're not doing very good on that. Putin was not invited to Poland for the Holocaust ceremonies, and of course people are saying he's shunning it. That's one way to get yourself a big black eye in America, to be posed as an anti-Semite, even though we don't know what Semite means here in this country. The reason that I guess the White House is pissed is they say that Bibi Netanyahu spit in their face. Now, we all know that Zionist money is and power is extremely powerful and a major force in this country in politics. So I don't know how much of this is real, but apparently Bibi, and maybe you'll remember this, he called the White House chicken shite. You could say that on the radio. Called them chickens. They don't have the stomach to go in and bomb Bashar Assad out of Syria. They don't have the stomach to bomb the Palestinians who've been, you know, shooting bottle rockets or something at Israel. They don't have the stomach to roll over and bulldoze and take Iran. And Netanyahu wants all this done. And so, look, one of the things we told you when Obama was coming in was that one of his prime advisors was not so friendly with Israel and Russia. And we're seeing some of that play out. That would have been Zbigniew Brzezinski. So some of this is real, some of it isn't, pun intended. But I just think that Netanyahu's way too big for his britches, and at some point, American power is going, hey, wait a second here. Protestant power, they're putting their foot down a little bit. Of course, John Boehner, Speaker of the House, totally lock, stock, and bagel owned by Israel and AIPAC, so... And people are being torn apart by this. John Kerry, huge supporter of Israel, of the Frankist. Many people know that John Kerry is not Irish. He's, in fact, Jewish. Yeah, I don't know. Does that matter? Okay. So we're talking about that. Also, King Abdullah dead. And David Cameron, deeply saddened. All the leaders of the world, the Bushes, I'm sure, are all flying on private jets to go to the funeral and start kissing people on the lips. David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, you know, deeply saddened by the Saudi king's death. Obama boasted of his friendship with him. Louise Mensch, she's a mensch, is the Tory member of parliament, or former member of parliament, and the columnist started tweeting about these kind words for the dead Saudi king. And basically what she said is, F you, in explosive tweets about David Cameron, Saudi embassy, and the queen over their tributes. She's calling bullshit on that. 800-313-9443. You guys talk about anything you want. Renee in North Carolina is on the phone. Go ahead, Renee.
Well, Jack, I have to give you credit. When it comes to being able to play well with others who are different, you definitely lead the pack. You can sit down with people like Cynthia McKinney, Cindy Sheehan, Greg Pallas, Larry Pinkney, and still remain an adult. That appears.
Well, that's because I agree with a lot of the stuff they say, which doesn't help me with the other listeners. But
but that's why I'm trying to help you here, Jack. Let me.
Well, no, I'm actually doing this. I'm sorry. I just want people to know we're going to the Weather Channel at 11 o'clock on Monday here in Atlanta to protest geoengineering and chemtrails, and Cynthia McKinney is going to be there. So I mean,
really?
She doesn't have to do that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's why I like Mark Passio and Larkin Rose. They clearly understand who their oppressor is, the government. I'm really kind of done with the libertarians and constitutionalists because so often they can't leave their political baggage behind. They still play the right-left paradigm. They have to resort to name calling, you know, liberal, commie, feminist. They don't like people. The truth is, Jack, a lot of them are sexist and racist. That's why people level those charges at them, because it is true of many of them. And the thing is, I just don't hear that kind of BS from, like Mark and Larkin. And so the thing is, in many ways, this movement has been destroyed from within, because of the behavior of some of the people in it, because they can't keep, in fact, often they are apologists because they're still carrying so much of their conservative baggage They are apologists for the master's overseers, the police and military, and so they're helping to hold the system in place, like Mark discusses about order followers being the ones that are holding the system of slavery.
I mean, they come off as statist. I'm sorry, I see libertarians as Republicans in cheap clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, but my job is not to tell other people what to think. I tell them what I think, and hopefully it seeps in because I do a lot of homework myself. But my problem really is that I'm not allowed to think what I want to think. So I don't mind what other people think. I don't mind if a guy is sexist or whatever you might think he is. I'm not the Patriot Police. I'm not the Truth Police. I'm not the Freedom Movement Police. The problem I've always had, Renee, just to put it on the record, is people don't like me thinking the way I want to think. And so if I don't believe that Alex Jones is actually Bill Hicks, I'm an agent. You know, and I have a right to my opinion, I think. So I try to really defend my views and my opinions. If people don't like it, they can go, you know, play horse hockey somewhere.
Well, see, the thing is, people are trying, they're keeping it so partisan. For us to be, the problem is government corruption, and we need both sides to be able to win this battle. I recently heard your buddy, that's a joke, on the other channel have a debate with Bill Ayers, and it was horrible. Instead of realizing that Bill Ayers was agreeing with him on many points, it's almost like I think that bothered him. It's like, well, look, I don't care if it is Bill Ayers. It's like, you know, he agrees. He is for guns. He is against war. On many levels, he is not the propaganda the right says about him. And the thing is, bridges could be built with these people to get rid of all this war and everything, but it seems many people in this movement, they're making such a good living off the divide and conquer, they are actually
dividing. No, I mean, a lot of talk show hosts will aim their editorial at what the listeners want to hear or expect to hear, or they're afraid that they'll lose listeners because they say it. John's, you know, I'm not saying he's telling me to be fake, but he's generally advised me not to say things that would lose listeners on this broadcast, and I can't help myself. Maybe I have mental problems, but
it should be about the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I say what I believe, and if people like it, then that's fine. If they don't, that's fine. If I can't say what I believe and what I found out, then what am I even doing here? Thanks for the call, Renee. I appreciate it. Caesar in New York, you're on the Jack Blood Show. Do we got you this time?
Yeah, good afternoon, Jack. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Well, Jack, I'd like to say that listening to your listeners talking about capitalism, Mr. Jiang Zemin came to the United States and said, capitalism is the best form of communism, and he was right on point, number one. Number two, I'm sure you're aware that the Saudi royalty, they're really Jews, right? You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I've definitely heard that. What we have to understand is that when we use the word Semitic, the Arabs and the Jews, at least some of them, are from the same bloodline. So it's easy to make that assumption or even declaration.
Well, you have the Khazars who were from Khazaria, which is now Georgia, and then you have the Sephardic, you have the Hasidic, which are from Poland, and the Haskala are South Ukrainian.
Yeah.
You correct me if I'm wrong, because you're much more...
I don't know, man. I mean, to me, you're either cool or you're not, so I don't know, man. A lot of people hate the Irish. I'll hang you over because you did wait, and then we'll go to Mark in Georgia. Stay with us. It's a Jack Blood Show.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Meat puppets in the world, I might as well play the meat puppets. It's the Jack Blood Show. I'm no puppet, meat or otherwise. Neither are most of you. Some of you are. Look, I don't want to, you know, I don't like being divisive on the show. That's why we don't talk about religion. I don't like talking about race a whole lot, except when it's really in my face, and sometimes it just boils over. I don't want to fall into that trap. There are a lot of good people in Israel, a lot of good Israelis, a lot of good Jews. We talked about Greg Palast earlier, Scott Horton. I love having him on the show. I realize that that's a very damning statement for me to make. if you knew, like, my history and who I really am and some of the people I've worked with, you wouldn't even have the right to say that. But you'll say it anyway. Go ahead, Caesar.
So anyway, Jack, getting back to what I was saying, you have to be able to understand the paradigms, which are the underlying principles. When you speak of communism, it's basically international socialism, fascism, national socialism. And the only reason why Cousin Barry's in the White House is because he's George Bush in warp speed.
Well, and he's cousins to those guys. So you do have to have the bloodline lineage to get in. By the way, Hillary Clinton, not very high on that scale. She is a cousin, but not very high. So she is not most high. Jeb Bush is much higher. So thanks, Caesar. I see why you make the point, and I appreciate you putting that on the record. Mark in Georgia, you're on the Jack Blood Show. Go ahead.
Hey there, Jack. Look forward to seeing you on Monday, Lord willing.
Yeah.
I just recently got laid off at the truck stop, and now I'm working at the McDonald's restaurant at the same place.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, hey, you know, if it comes down to working at Mickey D's and doing the stuff that they need to do to make people have They're quick and easy.
Anyway, yeah.
We'll try to
get you out of there if we can. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I didn't spend all the years in college and 3 years in seminary. That's not what I had in mind. But as the old joke goes, life is what happens.
You're an older gentleman, and so am I. It's not easy for us to get jobs, and we have to have them. So unless we could be really creative or find something to do in an entrepreneurial bent, sometimes that's what we have to do. I won't be seeing you there, Mark. I boycott that place. So,
well, I that's fine. I until I figure out how to win the lottery without buying a ticket, because I'm not going to buy a ticket till God says, here's the numbers, and I endorse what you're going to do with the money, or what we pretend is money. But one thing I'm really curious about, because I know this is one of the things that would really blow the mental fuses of establishment-minded people, is imagine David Duke and Cynthia McKinney working together against the synagogue of Satan.
I know, and you said that before. It looks good on paper. I'm just not convinced that David Duke is who he says he is. I mean, why didn't she work with Hal Turner? Because Hal Turner, who everybody told me I needed to be more like, turned out to be an FBI asset. And I'm not sure David Duke isn't as well. I'm not sure. That's totally for her to decide. I understand the merits of the question. I'm not sure that would go over too well, knowing her. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. All I'm suggesting is, from what I know of establishment-minded people, it's a sort of cooperation and working together, at least in the area of, and like I said, the one thing I try to be very clear to people is Aaron Russo is a hero of mine. God rest his soul. Erwin Schiff lost a toe to gangrene, if I understand correctly, in federal prison for daring to tell the truth in this criminally corrupt system. They're both Jews, and when I use the word Jew, I mean a person who sincerely strives for a set of for the Mosaic standard.
Yeah, look, if you're religious, you're religious. I have problems with all of you that are religious death merchants. Thanks for the call, Mark. I got to go because I want to play this Gatewood Galbraith clip. I want to honor my friend Gatewood, who I don't believe was a Jew. anyway, this guy should have been governor, should have been senator, should have been president. Just an amazing guy. Worked with Willie Nelson quite a bit on the issues of hemp. I would love for him to be here to see all of these advancements. Though we're not anywhere close to where we want to be. We are winning the hemp marijuana revolution. And it's about time to end prohibition for marijuana. You got that queued up there, Sam? Let's shoot the little Gatewood Galbraith explaining the difference between hemp and marijuana if you need it.
You know, Kentucky John, a lot of folks really don't understand the difference between marijuana and hemp. So let me take a minute to describe it for you folks. They're both the same crop. They are both the same plant, which is scientifically known as cannabis. And it depends on how you cultivate it. When you want industrial textile, or you want building materials or clothing or rope or paper or fuel that you pour into your car, then you cultivate the cannabis seed to produce hemp. Hemp doesn't have any real THC in it, very negligible amount. and you grow very thick fields of it, one after the other, is planted very close together. You see the big hemp fields with the big tall stalks and all. And that is called hemp. That's cannabis when it's industrial textile. When you take that same seed and you want to plant it and get medicine or smoking material out of it that you call marijuana, then you take that seed and you plant it in a spot where it's going to get a lot of sun. You clear out all the underbrush so that it will produce resin and THC in reaction to the sun's ultraviolet rays. And that's how you get the strongest crop there. But both marijuana and hemp are both cannabis in the same way that Danny DeVito and Dennis Rodman are both adult males, you know? They share a lot with each other as far as adult males of the same species, but they don't look a lot alike, but they're bred for different purposes. I mean, you wouldn't breed Dennis Rodman to act for you, and you wouldn't breed Danny DeVito to rebound for you. But that is the difference. Now, you take the tall hemp stalks when you want the methanol or gasoline, and you take that biomass, but then you get 20 barrels of petroleum off an acre of hemp. That's all hemp is petroleum. All petroleum is liquefied vegetative matter that was grown eons ago and trapped and stored the sun's energy through photosynthesis, and then was set aside by nature and put through a liquefaction process into petroleum or compacted into coal and peat. And what we're running around in our cars on right now and burning in our furnaces is that sun's energy that was trapped and stored. Hemp is the most effective photosynthesizing biomass on the planet. It more readily traps and stores the sun's energy than any other growing thing. If we planted 7% of the U.S. agricultural land in hemp, we wouldn't have to import another drop of oil. But that's one fuel source. The other fuel source is the hemp seed, the marijuana seed, the cannabis seed. Every one of those seeds is a little oil capsule. It is 35 to 40% oil by weight. So if I had 100 pounds of hemp seed, I would have 35 to 40 pounds of the premier motor lubricating oil on the planet due to its constant viscosity. And in 1991, Willie Nelson and I poured hemp oil into my Mercedes diesel into the gas tank and drove it across Kentucky as a part of my governor's race. Here's the deal. The hemp oil will lubricate your engine. It will run your diesel engines. Rudolph Diesel patented the diesel engine to run off of seed oil so the farmer could produce their own food, and hemp oil is the premier seed oil on the planet. Or you could take that same oil and you can put it in your wok and stir fry your vegetables because it's some of the most nutritious food you can put in your body. So that, folks, is the difference between marijuana and hemp, and they're both cannabis, which our farmers ought to be growing by the thousands of acres.
Yeah, nice. Let's cut it there. Thanks, Gatewood. Man, I hope you're lighting up in peace, wherever you might be. He would have loved to have seen how far we've gotten, because this whole movement and the freedom and the end of prohibition of marijuana and the use of it for medical purposes and even energy purposes and textiles, et cetera, et cetera. Where are you, tree huggers? Where are you? He would have loved how far we've come, and he would know that we have a lot farther to go and it's time to redouble the efforts. Look, if one of us aren't free, none of us are free. Speaking of freedom, a free thinker, Mark Passio, joins us in the next hour, which starts right now. You're listening to the Jack Blood Show, DeadlineLive.info, RadioFreeBlood.com.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and
can find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels was being groomed to run for president, he made the foolish statement that the next president should call a truce on the so-called social issues. However, Americans do not want a leader who is unable or unwilling to articulate and lead on important social issues. 4 years after Daniels' mistake, many have failed to learn that lesson. The New York Times now proclaims that the libertarian moment has arrived, meaning libertarian ideas about marriage and the family. We hear many people say the libertarian view is to get the government completely out of marriage. But where did that idea come from? It's not found in works of classic libertarian writers. Friedrich Hayek's book called The Road to Serfdom is a major source of libertarian thought. Yet neither this nor any of Hayek's later works question the value or necessity of civil marriage in a free society. Even radical libertarian Murray Rothbard, who wanted to privatize nearly everything, never suggested privatizing marriage. Famous novelist Ayn Rand, whose works attacked conventional beliefs like Christianity, never questioned the necessity of civil marriage defined by law. Nothing in their writings suggests that regulation of marriage is somehow inconsistent with individual freedom. None of those famous libertarians wanted to abolish civil marriage. So where do these anti-family ideas come from? They come from Karl Marx and writers on the left. Karl Marx hated what he called the bourgeois family. If communism is to succeed, Marx wrote, the bourgeois family must be destroyed. As conservatives seek new leaders, let's insist that our candidates recognize that marriage and the nuclear family are the essential foundation for a free and prosperous society with limited government.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com.
tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We don't need your thought control. We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control.
Jack Lawson. 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 Jack Lawson.
I'll be back.
Whoa, Dad. We're in a lot of trouble.
Danger, Bill Robinson. Remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience. Danger, Bill Robinson. Danger.
Jack Lawson. Jack Lawson. Jack Lawson. Jack Lawson. Jack Lawson. Jack Lawson.
Jack Lawson.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Watch this and get fat and stupid.
They say if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, then he's got to get a fishing license, but he doesn't have any money. So he's going to get a job, and he has to get into the Social Security system and pay taxes.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
You ain't in it.
You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in the media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy.
3, 2, 1.
Free. Cue announcer.
And starring the mad prophet of the airways.
Sleeping? Wake up. Second hour of the broadcast today. That is your alarm clock. We are live this Friday, the 23rd day of January, allegedly. I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun here, Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. RepublicBroadcasting.org and affiliates. DeadlineLive.info, RadioFreeBlood.com, where we may or may not be building our own radio station. Don't worry. Has nothing to do. We won't be inviting hosts on it. There'll be surprises, and then we'll tell you all about it later. Mark Passio is with us. You guys listen to him on RBN every Saturday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time. He is the founder, editor, and publisher of WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. He'll be at the Free Your Mind 3 conference, a conference on consciousness, mind control, and the occult in Philadelphia, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, FreeYourMindConference.com. Boy, would I like to be there. Great to have you back, Mark.
Jack, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me back.
I've had a lot of mics on this week, so I got Mike on the brain, apparently. What on earth is happening? A penetrating analysis into the realm of human consciousness.
Yeah, essentially that's where, you know, I introduced my work to the world and, you know, really went, delved into how consciousness works, how it could be manipulated, the different methodologies of mind control that exists and that are out there, that the covert manipulators of this world use against human beings on a daily basis. And I also, in that presentation, went into a lot of solutions, you know, what we can actually do to get out of this current human condition, which is slavery.
Yeah, I absolutely love what you do, most of what you do. I can't always agree with my guests on everything, but we're not in a cult, Mark. That's
sure.
The good news.
Oh, no, I don't expect everyone to agree 100% with everything that anyone says. I mean, we have to do our due diligence and go out there and do our research and come to our own conclusions about what's really going on. And that's why I say to people, when they go into my work, don't believe me. That's the worst thing you could possibly do is believe me. I'm asking people to become activated and become interested in learning the truth for themselves. So, you know, we have to become autodidacts, which are self-teachers, people who actually go out there, look for information, bring it together, analyze it, filter it, weed out the inconsistencies, and come to an accurate understanding. That's what real knowledge is about, and when we apply that, then we're empowering ourselves to actually do something to change the world for the better.
Yeah, one of the things you talk about is how to recognize truth and deception. That comes up on this show a lot, and I know some of our listeners get a little mad at me for talking about the news and what's in the newspapers and what's on the news and what everyone is talking about at the water cooler. I just hope to give people accurate information and analysis so when this comes up at the water cooler, they'll be somewhat informed and can at least fight back a little bit. You know, but a lot of people get mad at me for that, Mark, because nothing is true. As the old nihilist adage goes, I don't think that's exactly what they meant. But how do people recognize truth and the difference between truth and deception? I think a lot of times that just comes through your intuition, which seems to be somewhat cultivated by unlearning and deprogramming.
I would say intuition definitely plays a role in that. I would say the first thing that people would need to do is understand what truth actually is, because so many people have either have a completely erroneous perception of what the truth is, or they don't believe there is any such thing as truth, which is called solipsism. That's the ideology and religion known as solipsism, the idea that everything is just a matter of perception, and you know, nothing is actually objectively real, and knowledge, anything outside of one's own mind, can't ever really be truly known. It's a very, very dangerous ideology. It's a slippery slope into the realms of moral relativism, which is essentially destroying our culture and bringing us into slavery even deeper. And it's a slippery slope, solipsism, the idea that there's no such thing as truth, is a slippery slope into all kinds of mind control, manipulation, and totalitarian rule. I mean, that's what people who are in power depend on, people who don't believe there is any such thing as truth, because essentially, then you could get them to go into any realms of untruth and deception. The way that I would define truth very simply is that it is the reality that has actually occurred in the past, the actual events that have taken place, and the events that are taking place in the present moment, without any perceptions, filters, or interpretations. It's just the events that have gone on, and if we are honest about that, if we are want to accurately get to the truth about what has been going on in the past, we have to get our interpretations and perceptions out of the way. People think that perception is reality, and perception is not reality. It is the lens which most people see reality through. What I try to explain to people is that the work of human beings is to align our perception to reality, so that we are accurately understanding the events that have taken place in the past, and then we have a frame of reference for what for understanding what's happening now and where we want to go from here. So
yeah, as far as I can tell, Mark, you and I, Mark Passio and Jack Blood, are having a conversation right now. That seems realistic to me. I'm sure some people might perceive that differently. In fact, if they listen later, we're not talking right now. We were talking earlier. It does get confusing. I've often used this example, perception versus reality, because it gets very confusing. You know, I lived in Austin, Texas. They have a 33-story building there with a giant owl head on it. Right? If you look at it from the corner, you'll see it's a giant owl head with the two eyes and the horns and everything, right? You can see this in the logos and of corporate America or Global Corp. I mean, you just see this stuff all the time. A lot of people won't see it. And if you look at the building straight on from a square point of view, you're not going to see that owl. You have to look at it from the corner. And most people live there, Mark, and they don't even realize that the Frostbank building is a giant 33-story owl building, and maybe what that might imply. So why is it so confusing for people to separate truth and perception?
Even if they did acknowledge that it was an owl, many people will say that's just some sort of a coincidence, not realizing that the occult controllers of this world who were into dark occultism and mysticism and...
It's the logo of the Illuminati. I mean, you can argue if they're good or bad, but you kind of can't get away from that. Let's pick up, because you do study a lot of occult signatures, so I wouldn't mind talking about that on Open Mind Friday. Mark Passio is with us. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
thought was put in the best. And always knew it would come to this. Things have never been so swell. I have never found them.
Thanks for tuning us in today, or tuning us out. Maybe you're doing that. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun. It's the Jack Blood Show. We're live this Friday with Mark Passio. He's also on this show 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern every Saturday at RBN. He's got his own site as well. We'll talk about that. Mark, I appreciate your time. And, you know, guys like you really remind me of what I'm doing here sometimes. And that is, I'm in my own, not yours, my own search for higher universal consciousness. And I often see that the goals of the world's controllers, and I do believe there are controllers, is suppressing that, hindering that journey. And so I appreciate that you are helping people along into that journey and having them recognize that there is a form of spirituality which comes without dogma. So good for you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that is what this is all about, is helping people to understand some of the most deeply hidden knowledge about how the human psyche operates and how the laws of the universe operate, that these controllers have done their best to sequester from the masses of people, the general population, in order to maintain a power advantage over them, because they hold that knowledge and they are keeping other people ignorant of it. When you have that kind of a knowledge differential, it's easily converted into a power differential.
800-313-9443. You guys know the number. If you guys want to get in and ask Mark a question or talk to him or get into some of these weighty, deep subjects, we'd love to have you. 1-800-313-9443. I know Mark gets a lot of calls on his show. My listeners are a little scared of me, Mark, so just be prepared for that. I scare children. I scare just about everybody. That helps me. That works for me, right? Nothing is true, you know, the old nihilist phrase, and I see that as a different, totally different thing. So again, I guess sometimes it is about perception, but I think what they meant by that is not there's nothing that's true in the world. They meant nothing. Nothingness as it is as a thing in the universe is maybe the only truth.
Well, I think it all comes down to the pure essence of consciousness, you know, which is something that really transcends the limitations of the human 3D experience. You know, and that's why I try not to get into the whole mind of God discussion regarding what truth is, what the nature, the ultimate underlying nature of reality is. And I try to just, you know, demystify that concept of truth. I'm not trying to say that we can know every single thing that there is to know. But when it comes to what's going on in the world right now, which is why I term my show and my website, you know, what on earth is happening, I'm not talking about other dimensions or times or spaces. I'm talking about, can we understand what's going on right here on this planet? Can we understand the big picture? Can we step back from our limited perceptions and the attachments that we have? And can we say, hey, this is the big picture. This is the grand scheme of what's going on in this world right now when it comes to human beings, when it comes to all the control systems that are all around us. You know, can we tell the truth about that and do something to change that experience that we're having collectively on this planet?
Yeah, and it's something to remind people of. And I think that's why people are attracted to religions. They know that there is something else, a higher consciousness, and they know that there is something to spirituality, but
sure.
We see how that works out. I got a letter today from one of the listeners, I guess, telling me, you know, how Islam is the problem. And I get stuff like that, and sometimes I scratch my head. Don't you realize what the other religions have done in the world? So I kind of put them all in the equal parallel. And how many billions of people are stuck into this dogmatic process, Mark?
It's tragic.
How do they navigate through that?
Well, many of them won't, because their minds are stuck in a cage, and they're there by their own choice, and you know, they don't want the responsibility that goes along with opening up one's mind and seeing the truth as it really is, and understanding that all of these religions are just essentially cul-de-sacs to take people off the path of truth and an accurate understanding, again, of what's going on within the human psyche. that can allow it to be manipulated as it has through religions. And I talk about, you know, I tend to make everybody angry at me because I attack all religions equally. I don't believe in any of the organized world cultural religions, as I call them, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, etc., any of the religions. I think there are core truths that are spoken within every religion, but then they are draped with all kinds of dogmatic rules and regulations and dogmatic beliefs that essentially put people off from the reality that they need to really understand that's going on, and therefore it disempowers people because they get stuck in that dogma of saying, well, this is the only way, and this is the only thing to that needs to be understood, or this is the only thing that needs to be worshipped or revered, you know, and it kind of puts people off from understanding how they're controlled, how all of these religions were manufactured, first of all, as a control system. And it puts them off from the understanding of the overarching concept that the lack of understanding of natural law, which is the laws of morality, the spiritual laws of the universe that govern the decision-making processes of human beings, and whether those processes are in alignment with the laws of morality or not, that's intricately and inextricably connected to whether an entire society is free or not. I simply term this the law of freedom, that as morality increases, freedom increases, and as morality declines in a population, the freedom of that population declines, and they go further into tyranny and enslavement. Religions are holding people back in a large way from the understanding of those spiritual laws of creation.
No, and I get where you're coming from, but let's talk to, because there's people listening to this show who love freedom, who understand and listen to shows like this and want to do something to make life better for not just themselves and their children, but for everybody around them, who don't get in everybody's business, who don't really adhere to a lot of the dogma, but will identify themselves as Christians or as Muslims or as Jews or Buddhists or what have you. Maybe the last one shouldn't even be included. Hindi, maybe. And they're really good people. I mean, they really, honestly, are good people in their community. And I just don't have a problem with it, Mark. To be honest with you, to each his own. I just don't like tell me that if I don't think a certain way, something bad's going to happen to me.
No, I would never say that people wouldn't be entitled to their own belief systems. That's part of freedom, for sure. What I just see happening is when you try to explain things like what the occult is to people, they tend to have a backlash and insist that there is no such thing as a good application for the knowledge that is contained within the realm of the occult. And because they don't understand the word, you know, many people tend to completely fear and have a loathsome reaction to what they don't understand whatsoever. And they've been told that it is something other than what it is. That's part of religion. The deception of much religion, and, you know, I would include government in this. You know, government is a religion. The belief in authority is a religion. I consider the belief in money systems a religion. I consider the belief in science as the only arbiter of truth to be religion. I call that
science. Well, let's pick up on that when we come back. Mark Passio with us on the broadcast today. I love talking about stuff like this. It gives us a break from the left-right paradigm crap that we honestly shouldn't be even doing. Stay with us.
Plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just wanted to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This Friday, open mind, Friday, 800-313-9443. We have 2 segments left before we head into the weekend and start this all over again. Why do I feel like I'm repeating myself? That's the revolution. Mark Passio is with us. You can catch him on this network, the RBN network, if you're listening through there or at there, every Saturday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. His website is whatonearthishappening.com. He'll be at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philly, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. I'd love to be there, Mark. I really wish I could. It's probably going to be a matter of money to me. I love Philly. I just really love it. So I'm sure that's going to be great. Want to take some calls? I have so many questions for you. Maybe we'll just go real fast through a bunch of questions and concepts and see if we can do it quickly in the last segment. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay. Dennis in Colorado, you're on the Jack Blood Show with Mark Passio. Go ahead.
Well, hi, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm from Colorado. I just want to tell Mark there that I caught him back an article, and I'm forever grateful his teaching on the Divine Feminine. Sure. Just opened up a world of understanding for me, so thank you, Mark.
Oh, thank you so much.
But I have a conundrum, and I hope you're not going to hate me when I present my conundrum. I'm sincere about this, but I was contemplating the Divine Feminine. I wanted to call in a couple of days ago when I heard you. But here's my conundrum. I got two females of history, Eva Braun and Eleanor Roosevelt. Which one showed the greatest amount of the Divine Feminine?
Thanks. Go ahead, Mark. You
personally answer not very much of either one. Women who are gravitating toward people who are in positions of power, to me, would not really embody the Divine Feminine. The Divine Feminine, to me, is that which is there to express truth and understanding of the non-aggression principle in nature. And when somebody gravitates toward a political figure that is, vested in the concept of authority and conducting violence through government, any government, doesn't matter which one it is, whether it's so-called, fascist or so-called communist or so-called even Republican, democratic form of government, minarchist, if you will, it's still the concept of you must obey and express obedience to authority. And to me, that doesn't embody the sacred feminine essence of the non-aggression principle at all. So it's just a matter of degree. I mean, if I had to say which degree was worse, of course, Braun's support of Hitler, I would say, would probably be worse than that. But,
I don't know. We had concentration camps here in America, so at that time, and Eleanor Roosevelt was seemingly fine with that. Does seem to be a little matter of perception versus reality. There is a truth there that we don't hear very much, especially in our public school system. How about Patti Smith and Exene Cervanka, Dennis? Go check them out. Zach, right here in Georgia, out of Marietta on line two. You're on the Jack Blood Show. Zach, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say I really respect both you gentlemen so much. Jack Blood, I'm going to see you on Monday at the Geoengineering. And Mark Passio, I'm going to see you at the Free Your Mind Conference. And I just want to let all the listeners know that I've been an avid researcher since about 2008. And the single most influential experience I've ever had was the year and a half journey going through your podcast series, Mark. I just want to let everybody know that it's a big task, but it is unbelievably life-changing, and I just wanted to put that out to the listening audience and hopefully get some people interested in going through that journey.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks so much for that.
You know, that's not what I do. You can throw my show away after a few days. What you're doing is building something for the future, and I'm pretty sure that your podcast series starting at one and working on the way down will still be great hundreds of years from now. So good for you. I wish I could do that work too, but I see, we're all called to where we go, right?
Exactly. I tried to make it about timeless information that is just about the laws of nature and how any given society anywhere is either going to become more free or more enslaved. I hope that people can appreciate that and understand that that's what this work is ultimately really about, is getting at the causal factors of the human condition that we've worked ourselves into.
I think we both kind of have the same effect, so to speak, and that is, what our work is changing people and helping people to see a better world, and that's changing, or in my case, eliminating their paradigms. So,
right.
I appreciate what you do. Richard in Washington, you're on the Jack Blood Show with Mark Passio. Go ahead.
Yeah, great discussion. I'll bring up two points that I brought out a couple shows ago. The first one is you have to first kind of explain or bring into the fore how many people are involved. if it's just one person all by himself or his whole life, the laws of nature are just what nature provides him. You then go a few more people above that and you have a tribe. Then you have a tribal mindset, but there's so few people that you can look at each other's eye and all determine what is best for the tribe and each contribute to that the betterment of the tribe. But we get in today's situation where we have a herd mentality where the only quote-unquote commitment most people have is so that the alpha male is followed so that the herd continues without any kind of disruption. You get a whole different mindset, and now natural law is, as Mark suggested, it's a spiritual thing. It has nothing to do with the interaction with nature and nature's laws.
Well, thanks for that, Richard, and let me kind of, because I was going to ask you this, so take what Richard just said in mind. Collectivism versus the individual. I'm an individual. I like to live as an individual on just about every level. But at some point, I do have to work with my neighbors. I do have to work with people in my city to accomplish things.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what I refer to as natural law, which is the spiritual laws that govern the consequences of behavior, it works upon an entire society in the aggregate sense. So as individuals are making decisions that are moral in their personal lives and they are not conducting harm to other people, in the aggregate sense, if more and more people are behaving in that way in alignment with the spiritual laws of nature, then that whole society is developing more freedom and they are, you know, essentially empowering themselves because they're coming into harmony with those overarching larger spiritual laws that are in effect. It works the same way in the aggregate for the opposite effect. When individuals are choosing immoral decision-making processes and then as a result conducting immoral behaviors in their own individual personal lives, and more people start to do that because they have they've lacked the knowledge of the difference between right and wrong behaviors, and they don't really understand that there is an objective difference that exists in nature between right and wrong behaviors, then that whole society, in the aggregate sense, because they're acting in opposition to natural law, to the spiritual laws that govern the consequences of behavior, that whole society is going to go deeper and deeper into bondage. It works upon us in the aggregate, but we as individuals making these decisions about how we will or will not behave is what's creating that aggregate dynamic. You know, that.
And I believe that if we're not harming others, if we're doing unto others as we'd like to be done unto ourselves, aka the golden rule, then we should have a lot more freedom to be able to do those things. And I have a knack for tolerating what other people do. You call it morality. I want to maybe get into that a little bit more in the next segment, but because people will view what I do as sick and evil. Why? Because I drink coffee, right? I like a glass of wine every once in a while. I smoke a cigarette. I'm evil. I mean, look at the way I dress. I must be evil. You see what I'm saying? We had a guy, we had a Christian patriot come in. I let him into my house in Austin, Mark, and he saw some punk rock posters on the wall and went and told everybody I'm a devil worshiper. You see what I'm saying? But I'm tolerant of you being a Christian or you being a Muslim or you being a Hindi or whatever you are. But why people won't tolerate me? How far do we go in tolerating and working with people in order to get along as a society? I mean, where do we draw the line and say, that's it, that I'm not doing it. I refuse. I don't care if you punish me for it. I won't go along with it. Let's pick up there when we come back. Morality, it could be defined in so many different ways by so many different people. I haven't hurt you. Me having a punk rock poster on my wall doesn't hurt anybody. I don't think. Yes, it does. You guys are right. I'm evil. Be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Boy, you ought to listen to your old pappy. And stop drinking so much.
I ain't doing so much drinking.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day and you drink all night. And son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, Pappy, you just give me a chance. I can.
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig.
I know that.
Look like to your dear old Pappy you're about to blow your wig. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again?
That song was top of the charts in 1943. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. And y'all know how I feel about that. It's the Jack Blood Show. We're just about done this week, this day. Stay tuned for John Statman, National Inventory Report, coming up next on this network. No, I haven't had a drink in about a week, and I'm kind of pissed off about it. that's not your fault. Mark Passio with us in the broadcast today. His show tomorrow at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, PM. And you can find out more about him and his great podcast series at whatonearthishappening.com. Perception versus reality, Mark. So you probably never imbibe in anything. You probably eat just raw food and sit cross-legged and meditate and only listen to New Age music. I guess that would that be the perception
I live
of you?
A totally pristine, perfect life, Jack. You know, I mean,
I enjoy the world, man. Sometimes the worse it is, the more I enjoy it, you know, as far as culture goes. But, you know,
expect that level of perfection are expecting something that will never exist in physical reality. I think it's part of religion's hoax upon the world to prop up a lot of these mythical figures and, you know, say that they lived some kind of perfect lives in the world, so that most people are even turned off to trying to be good and moral people because they say, oh, well, that's certainly impossible. And, you know, they're really correct. There is no such thing as perfection. You know, we can only try our best, but we can understand the difference between preference and true morality. You know, preference is, well, I don't like alcoholic beverages, so I'm not going to drink them. And, you know, then trying to project that onto somebody else and saying, well, you should never imbibe in any alcoholic beverage, or you should never, you know, smoke a, you know, an herb that grows in the earth and, you know, attain an altered state of consciousness as a result of doing that with something like cannabis. You know, that's projecting your likes and preferences onto someone else. If someone isn't hurting anybody by the performance of an action, then that action is a right under spiritual law, under the laws of morality in that are extant in the universe.
Is morality more a, I mean, I guess in world morality, is it, let's do quick answers because we're going to run out of time. If you can do it, I appreciate it. Isn't it more an essence of geography? Because what's moral in Africa, maybe, you know, with the headhunters or something, probably isn't going to be moral, seen as moral here, vice versa. How do you get away with that? Because I'm sure they have very high spiritual reasons for doing what they do and say, headhunting or something.
Well, what you're describing there is exactly what I talk about when it comes to the concept of moral relativism. Moral relativism is the idea that man, depending on his likes and preferences, is the arbiter of morality and can make up rights and can decide what a right is and what a right is not. And this is what man's law is all about. Man's law is based in moral relativism. You know, what's legal in one place is illegal in another place, and if you do that same action in a different place, you could be jailed for it.
Yeah, legal or illegal, that really has nothing to do with it. It's more of the judgment and therefore the societal fallout.
We make laws accordingly, usually according to the government in that particular area. I mean, certain types of music are illegal to be played in Middle Eastern countries,
whereas
all you're doing is playing music. You're not hurting anybody.
And interestingly enough, in Skatistan, we have skateboarders in Afghanistan who are being punished for their thoughts. And it's weird because that seems to inspire people to think more about freedom and less about dogma. And I'm sure that's why it's happening. But how interesting that a skateboard, kids skateboarding, could help set people's minds free. I know that's a heavy concept for some of you. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in flesh and blood utopia on Earth at all? Because I know a lot of people say this is going to be great, but we're going to need utopia to have it. And I just don't see that as very realistic, at least in the very here and now. Do you believe in flesh and blood utopia on Earth?
No, I believe that we can achieve flesh and blood true freedom, but utopia is a pipe dream because that means that there would never be any suffering anywhere. You know, if you're in a physical reality, you're going to have some levels of suffering that exist. The problem is we have an overwhelming abundance of suffering because we are inflicting suffering upon ourselves by refusing to align our behaviors to the spiritual laws of morality that are existing in the universe. And therefore, we're like the child who can't grasp the concept that if you touch the hot stove or if you put your hand over the burner flame that you're going to get burnt. That's what humanity is doing right now. And, you know, my work tries to explain to people there are laws that govern behavioral consequences that exist in the universe, and all we can do, we're bound by those laws, all we can do is understand how they work and then choose for ourselves whether we want to bring our behavior into alignment with them and therefore not create the levels of overwhelming self-inflicted suffering that we are.
Most of the people that believe that world government would be good are, in my mind, utopians. They don't see that that makes it easier for a few people to control the masses. I believe the more segregated we are, at least the more sovereign, I know you talk about this, we are, the more power we have. So in East Atlanta, we have a lot of power, and that power has resulted in lack of cell phone towers, lack of box stores, lack of corporate chains and fast food restaurants and grow your own food in your front yard. And these are things that I like. But if I'm reined under Brussels, maybe I can't do that. I don't believe that unless we live in a flesh and blood utopia, I don't believe world government would be good. What do you think?
I think world government is the antithesis, the exact polar opposite of a utopia, because all authority and government is based in coercion and violence. And therefore, you know, you're inflicting suffering upon people by taking away free will choice. You know, I do believe in complete decentralization to a point where you have no government, where you have 7 billion monarchies. We need 7.5 billion people who understand that they are their own rulers, that they only govern themselves, their own thoughts, their own emotions, and their own actions. And if they bring those three aspects of consciousness into alignment and align that consciousness with moral law, you know, we will have true freedom on Earth. Will it be utopian? No, of course not. I don't believe there is any such thing. But we will certainly have a level of empowerment and freedom that will allow the human species to move to a higher level of awareness and do things that we previously imagined as impossible.
Yeah, and I absolutely love how you said that, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's what you would call a solution, a Hegelian solution, but a solution. By the way, this day in history, I was going to play E. Howard Hunt's Deathbed Confession. I've got that at this day in history at deadlinelive.info. False Flag by the Chinese. There's a lot of stuff in there that's great, a lot of great music. Please go check it out, deadlinelive.info, this day in history, Monday through Friday. Mark Passio has been with us. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com, all one word. You can just put him in, P-A-S-S-I-O. You're going to see a lot of people that are very mad at him and making up a lot of things about him. Don't even click on those because you just empower them a little bit more. The final solution, another good solution is we don't continue doing what our parents did to us, to our children. We have to stop the cycle in order to stop the madness. I'm going to put that on the record. We have about a minute left. Anything you want to say, Mark? The floor is yours.
Yeah, I would say in looking for my work online, a lot of people encounter my videos on YouTube, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you can learn about my work that way, but my high recommendation to people is go to my audio material on my website. The podcast on my website is where I really go in depth in a stepwise initiatory progression. That's what the audio content series on my site is about. It's really a form of initiation into higher knowledge and higher spiritual law so that people can understand the root causal factors that got humanity into the mess.
I love it. I hate YouTube, quite frankly, and I hope people go to your website and participate in this. By the way, vote with your money. That's another great answer or solution. So support the things you love. If you love Mark Passio, support him. If you like what I do, please support us by donating. There's a donate button at whatonearthishappening.com. Great job, Mark. Appreciate you. Have a good show tomorrow. All right. I got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Spend time with your family. Do something cool. I'm not going to be here Monday because I'm going to be at the Weather Channel all day doing a geoengineering chemtrail protest. Write me if you want to know about that. Be bold. Mighty forces will come to your aid.